This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, it's Friday, so you already know that this is going to be a Safety FM mini episode.
You're listening to Safety FM.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moment. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Well, hello and welcome to Safety FM Mini. This is Jay Allen. How are things going out there inside of your world? I know things can change from time to time, week to week, day to day, hour to hour. So that is why the important question. So if you took a look and were hanging out and paying attention, you do know that I have fallen more and more in love with psychology and think that it's an important aspect for us to talk about in regards of what is going on inside of this world of ours and when we speak about safety and all that fun stuff. So how does the eidetic memory work? Remember so well, it's all about you are looking at a photograph. So we want to talk about that today because sometimes when we start asking questions to people, we expect them to remember things pretty vividly. We all know that people remember things with different techniques. It is also a common fact that which type of memory you excel at is more than a talent that you have. It's more of a trained ability to be able to do so. Here we talk about, you know, one aspect type of memory, which is relatively rare. The eidetic memory is really a fascinating way to remember things with specific attention to detail. We will talk briefly and explain exactly how this works. So without further ado, let's learn a little bit more about this. So let's talk about the definition firstly. What exactly is eidetic memory? Well, it's the term that is used for the ability to remember an object or an image with high precision for some time after seeing it without the usage or the mnemonic device. The word eidetic comes from the Greek word, and I'm sure I'm going to butcher this, pronounced eidios, which means visible form. Most people describe this type of memory as seeing the object in question in their minds after only looking at it in the real world for just a few seconds. Sounds pretty cool, right? It is also very rare, especially if we're considering the quality of the memories themselves. Roughly less than 10% of children have eidetic memories, and the number is even smaller when you start talking about adults. it is speculated that this is because the more we grow up, the more we start depending on words and associations rather than images for memories. It is important to mention that a few people who do have this ability almost all subsequently change their memories at least a bit. This is true for every type of memory one might have, and it can happen for different reasons, for telling stories and get specific responses, to forgetting certain bits of information, to even having our memories change because of the way that others reacted. However, the phenomenon can be found in the type of memory, and it is not something unusual. There is, however, a very odd concept concerning eidetic memory, which aims to oppose this occurrence, namely the question, is it possible for the brain to remember things just like a photograph? The idea is called photographic memory. Sure, you've heard of that one several times, and although it may sound similar to what we've previously described, it isn't exactly the same. A photographic memory is the ability to see pages of words or numbers for a very short time and recite them perfectly just from memory. The principles it uses is effectively the same way that printers work, copying everything to the last detail and producing an exact duplicate, but just by remembering it. Seeing that photographic memories is such a demanding ability, it has not been proven that it exists. So let's talk about the mechanism. Okay, now that you have, some of the basic information, how does this rare skill work? Eidetic memory is controlled mainly by the posterior parietal cortex of the brain, which is the part responsible for visual information. The brain, generally speaking, has two sorts of memories, short and long term. Eidetic memory is the part of the first one. More precisely, it's the very first few moments after seeing an object when an image is temporarily captured to our brains. It is the information that is unimportant that is discarded, and then we decide if it's needed. It is stored in there for short-term memory. In order for someone to say that they have an extraordinary eidetic memory, one short-term memory has to be filled with these photos of the items that it's surrounding in question. An accurate example of a true eidetic memory could be imagined in a very ordinary situations. Pictures that you put your keys on a table instinctively and go to it about your day. After a few hours, you realize that you forgot where you put them, so you trace your steps back to find where they're located. A person with eidetic memory would have almost the exact photo of where his keys or her keys were left, how they would be positioned, and what the items were around it, and even where the shadows were pointing. A person with regular memory would still remember that they were on the table, but not all of these things. So to summarize, what is the conclusion about the interesting phenomenon? Although there are people who have a better short-term memory than others, and those who train the excel even more, there is no resounding evidence of the absolute photographic memory exists. Still, the ability to remember things well is something many of us strive for. This is why there are numerous techniques to train different ways that we remember, as well as some designed specifically for those who want to have eidetic memories. So if you want to get better at this, you most certainly can. And with time, you'll be able to amaze yourself and your friends with your abilities. Now, think about this. If you surround or you actually build some of your safety programs in regards of talking about this style of memory when incidents happen, if you start developing it within your organization now, how far could you really go in the long run? I know it's something to think about and possibly something even different than what most places would talk about, but something that I want to bring to the forefront to you. Anyways, I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen, and until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things is mining, blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.